One of my favorite things when we're thinking about injuries and how players coming in and out of the lineup, how that affects a team, is to look at the trends that we know that are important, but look at them over time. And it's funny with the Jets, you can see exactly when those injuries struck. Up until about January, up until about the beginning of 2019, the Jets were up and down. They were basically a break-even team in terms of both, you know, their share of shots overall and their share of expected goals or that quality measure that we have. They were up, they were down, but they basically worked out to about a break-even team. Their direction from about January right until today has been just sort of a straight line down, to the point where, as of this week, there was no team with a worse rolling average expected goal share than Winnipeg. They had dropped right to the bottom of the entire league, which is, you know, really astounding for a team that is in the position they are looking to add at the deadline. So I think, you know, Byfuglien and Ehlers, those aren't just common names. These are, you know, a first pair kind of defenseman, a really strong contributor in the top six in Ehlers. So these two are going to offer some stability and will bump this rate up, I would expect, as we go forward. But it's going to take quite a bump up to sort of save what the Jets have dug themselves into, because, again, they dropped right to the bottom in that expected goals for share. And it's a real hole, and it started right at the beginning of January, and they've got some work to do if they're going to start to control the pace of play and control the kind of quality and get back to where they need to be going into the playoffs.